Imagine people. Good afternoon. This is your Caribbean Radio Show Live. Your guest is Connie from Jamaica. Call me at 661-467-2407. We have a live caller here now. What's on your mind? We have topics to discuss like the COVID-19. We're still on that topic. And we are discussing all the effects of what's happening in Jamaica, in the rural communities, how we're coping. I think we have a call on the line here. Good evening, caller. This is Caribbean Radio Show. How is it going? This is Caribbean Radio Show. Showtime. Dial one if you want a number to call is 661-467-2407. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show. Hello, caller. Hi, caller. This is Caribbean Radio Show. You're on live. I guess we're having some bit of problem. Let me see what's going on here. Let me go to Mr. Jimmy Cliff and Many Rivers to Cross. So many rivers to cross. Oh, this is... We have a caller here live. Good afternoon, caller. 347-972. What's on your mind? This is your Caribbean Radio Show. 661-467-2407. What's on your mind? Let's discuss our topic. This is your host, Connie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. And you?
Yes. I'm good. Good, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, goodness. How are you coping?
Well, I'm still quarantining at the moment.
Oh, I hope you're abiding by the rules and regulations, you know? So why are you calling this
definitely.
Afternoon?
Definitely.
Yes. You have family in Jamaica?
Yes, I have family in Jamaica.
So you have concerns about them?
Yes, I'm a bit worried about them, you know, to know if,
so have you,
you
been
know,
in conversation? They're doing fine. Okay. So do you keep in touch with them?
I do.
Ah. Okay. So you have to ensure that they're abiding by the rules and regulations, especially stipulated by the government now. You know, we have a curfew in place now. As we speak, there is a curfew on 3 until tomorrow morning at 7. So, you know...
Okay.
Yes. And it's a big Easter weekend, and you know, this is a time when this is one of the biggest holiday season for us worldwide, because you know, Jamaicans are always busy Easter time, and it has been on a low, you know, because persons are trying to forget that there is a virus, but at the same time, they are doing their very best to celebrate in a low-key fashion, you know. We have church services going on, and everything is online. We have to streamline everything, and persons are really living up to their obligations of keeping home, keeping safe, doing the wash hand thing. And we, by the way, we're now wearing masks. We have to wear masks, and, you know, the elderly not allowed on the street. After age 75, you have to really stay in. So where are you? Where's your family?
Over in Islington, St. Mary.
Oh, they, well, they are safe, and they're the elderly people?
No, they, well, my father is, he is like about 59.
Oh, he's pretty young, so you just have to talk to him about taking the precautionary measures, okay? And you stay quarantined, you stay indoors and abide by what they have to say. Keep yourself indoors, do your wash hands. I hope you have enough food supplies and everything. And incidentally, we're trying to raise funds for our personnel, like doctors, the doctors, the fire workers, all of those in the essential workers in the hospital setting. We want to get our gears going, to have protective gears, you know, for everybody, so they have a talkathon as we speak here. I'm trying to find the number for you to call, so if you want to make a pledge to them. And everybody ought to do something. It's a telethon we have. It's called COVID-19 telethon. It says, together we stand, right? So you can, if you want to make a pledge, you can look them up at www.jatogetherwestand.com. Okay? I have to go to some music. Okay, thank you so much for calling. All right? And you stay safe now. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Good. I think I have another caller. 561-541 caller. How may I help? How is it going? I can't tell.
Hi, Nicole.
Good afternoon.
Brittany from Florida.
Good afternoon. Pardon me?
It's Miss Brittany from Florida. Hi, Miss Khan.
Oh, hi, Brittany. How are you? Where
good,
in Florida are you calling from? I'm good, Khan.
I'm coming.
Where in Florida are you calling from?
Parkland, Broward County.
Okay, how is the COVID treating you guys at end?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
I haven't been able to go to school within the last month. We are doing remote learning online, and everything is at a standstill.
Well,
but I haven't been affected like by the actual virus in any like health way, though.
Okay, great. You keep it that way. Are you the only person in your household?
No, I live with my auntie and my cousin, and they're both healthy as well.
Okay, well, do you have relatives in Jamaica? Is there anything you want to say, or is there anything you want to find out about them out here?
No, my relatives in Jamaica that I know of are fine.
Okay, well, you still have to keep in touch with them. You still have to stay in touch, you know, because we had a case where there's a Jamaican woman in New York who, she was affected by the COVID virus, and she could hardly breathe, but she was there telling about her experience. And, I mean, our people here, they take things lightly to a certain extent, but when they see one of our own, and they realize that it's really, really, really close, because incidentally, we have 69 cases of COVID virus persons in the hospital setting right now. And our first case came in with somebody who visited the island, and then thereafter we had others. It's a community spread right now, and they're seeking to find 1,000 persons who came in on one of those flights, because we have been appealing to them to come in so the health persons could have them checked out, because that is how it spreads, when you come in and they hide away. So we are just hoping and praying. And I do hope that you stay safe and your family. And I thank you for calling. and stay tuned to the show. I'm gonna. If you, by the way, we have a COVID-19 telethon going on in Jamaica now. Feel free to donate if you wish. We're trying to raise $10 million or $40 million. So that will go towards gear for our workers, hospital workers, nurses, doctors, fire workers. And you can donate www.jatogetherwestand.com. You have a great afternoon. You said it's Brittany. Thank you so much for calling. Let me play some Jimmy Cliff music for you. Stay tuned, okay? That's awesome. Many rivers to cross. I'm telling you, it's really, really a big, wide river. This is your Caribbean radio show with your host, Connie. How may I help? Caller, good afternoon. I have a caller, 876-533. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, caller.
Afternoon. The phone is breaking up. I can't hear so well.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. How are
let
you?
Me,
are
me
you
hang
hearing
up
any up. Better? Are you hearing
can
any
you
better?
Hear me?
Yes, I
I'm
can hear you.
I'm hearing a little
better. Okay.
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, too. How is it going? Where are you
not
calling
going
from?
Too bad. Calling from
okay.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay. How is the COVID affecting you in your area?
It's not bad in my area at all. We just have to be locked in by 3.
Okay, that isn't that something else? I'm calling you live from Kingston. So I know exactly what you're talking about. How has it affected you? Are you working or going to school?
I'm working, but it's affecting me with work.
Oh, I can imagine. Do you work from home?
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to work from home, but it's a bit hard.
Why is it hard for work that
because
you do?
Yes, it's the type of work that I do. It's not really essential.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you mean you have to go out on the road?
Basically, and a lot of the offices that I would work with, they're closed now.
Okay, I hope you're wearing your mask, and I hope you do have your sanitizer everywhere you go.
I try, but it's hard to remember at times.
I know what you mean. I just want to encourage you to stay focused because this too will pass. And is there any concern that you have? Is there any concern that you have about this virus?
Not really. I just try to pray that I try not to think about it too much because
okay.
If I do, it will get me down. So I just pray and listen to different programs that will keep my spirit up.
I know. We're talking about listening to different programs. I see my switchboard is lighting up. There are other callers. You could tune into the COVID-19 telethon and make a pledge. You're in Kingston, Jamaica, so I guess it's live all around. I think it's from 3:30 to 4. I'm not sure, but I do know that they have a website that you can make a pledge. It's for a worthy cause.
Oh.
So check it out.
I'll definitely check it out.
All right. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Thank you. All right. Melissa, have a good afternoon.
Melissa Kelly.
Okay, Melissa. Thank you for calling. Tune in.
All right. No problem.
Okay. Oh, we have many, many rivers to cross. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on your Caribbean Rick. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. My name is Yolan.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Yolan. I can hear you loud and clear. This is Connie, your radio host.
Hi, Connie.
Caribbean Radio. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Florida right now.
Okay.
Keeping up with the news in Jamaica.
I am sure. You're Jamaican, I take it.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what
I'm just a little disappointed with persons not obeying the curfews and trying to go around the thing, you know? The government is trying to do a lot for their safety.
Uh-huh.
Even though we know that the virus doesn't travel only at nighttime, but at least I'm not affiliated with any party, let me just put that out there. But
yeah,
I work in the healthcare. I work in healthcare, and the least amount of interactions persons can have, it's better off for them. So I don't know if they need to do some education, bring it down to the level of the persons who are breaking these curfew laws, and maybe get it a better understanding to them, because showing them statistics alone, I don't think they understand.
And can I tell you something, Yolanda? They do understand, but they just want to flout the law. Because, for instance, I saw a guy and on the television. I can't get it out of my head. He said, "I am big and strong, and I take up my vitamins, so nothing can happen to me."
Oh, my God.
You know? Yes. Yeah, so
I work in the intensive care.
Oh, my goodness.
And I see
a lot
of big and strong people with no pre-existing conditions or any comorbidities.
Yes.
They succumb to this coronavirus. It's a new virus, and we just need to be mindful about
what we're doing. I will definitely keep you in my prayers. Has nothing to do with it. It has nothing at all.
It has to do with your immunity. I will definitely keep you in my prayers.
Please, please stay safe. And you know the drill about protecting yourself.
Yes.
Can't stress
thank
enough.
You.
I thank you so much for calling and much love, my sister.
All right.
Very
good.
Good work. Thank you. Thank you. That was Yolan. Hello. Good afternoon here on Caribbean Radio Show. Thank you for holding. This is your Caribbean. Oh, that caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Hi, this is Marlene.
What's on
from
your mind?
Is this Connie?
Hi, Marlene from Houston. Yes, it is Marlene from Houston. How are you?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine. What's going on in Jamaica in terms of crime? I know with this coronavirus, people are under a curfew. Has the crime basically declined?
Yes, substantially, I must say. Although they had an incident, but I don't know what that was about. But it has really, really reduced it because we have curfew. As we speak, there's a curfew on now from 3 to 7 tomorrow. And this goes on until tomorrow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I'm hearing you. And also, another question. I'm not affiliated with any party, whether PNP or GLP, but I was very impressed with the Prime Minister. Having left Jamaica almost 40 years ago, the current Prime Minister, I am very happy to see that he and his wife seem to be doing something great for the country. And when I lived in Jamaica, you know, the Prime Minister, I mean, if we had anything traumatic or catastrophic or a pandemic, we would have to fend for ourselves. But I see that he's taking food to these people. I hope the Jamaican people are appreciative of the Prime Minister, the First Lady, because they don't have to do what they're doing. And have a fund for us to invest in or to send a donation to that we can guarantee
that
the people are being fed?
Well, we have a fund as we speak. There is something going on. It's a COVID-19 telethon, Jamaica. It says, together we stand. We're trying to raise funds for the protective gears for our workers. Our healthcare workers and fire workers. And so you can make a donation to that. And I could get your number. You could also it's www.jamaicatogetherwestand.com.
Okay,
so
I'll call back after the call so you can get my number, and I'd be more than happy to give a donation. Also, I know we have a lot of talented Jamaicans who can sew. Are they utilizing these people that are talented that can also make the mask and stuff so that they don't have to be relying on people like donating even sewing machines and material to help with this crisis?
Okay.
Do you know if the government is relying on these people to utilize them?
No. They got donation of some masks. And then for the general public, you have persons who are in that kind of business where they have been doing a lot of masks. So persons are really, really wearing them. They've been manufacturing a lot because, we're not allowed to go out without wearing them, especially if you're having the sniffles or if you're an aged person, you know? So,
I tell you, Connie, I'm really happy that you have provided this forum for people to call in and to express their concerns and as well as give, appreciation for the government for what they're doing.
Yes, they're doing a wonderful job.
And I will certainly call back and can get my number so I can give a donation, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you, Marlene from Texas. Thank you so much, and
thank
stay
you,
safe.
And continue the good work. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Many thanks. Okay, good. Thank you. Oh, we have so many callers holding. Good afternoon, caller. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show, 646-353. Good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon.
I guess. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, this is Malika calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear.
Hi.
What's on your mind this afternoon? Happy Easter to you, too. That's the main thing this weekend, big Easter weekend. And we're here talking about the coronavirus. I hope, where are you calling from?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, well, I don't know if you have that custom there, but in Jamaica, we have our bun and cheese.
I wish I was able to get some of that bun and cheese.
Yes, bun and cheese and sprat on a Easter weekend, especially Good Friday, you know, you have all of that going on. How are you today?
Nice. I'm okay. I'm hanging in here. How is everything on your side?
Oh, we're good. We're trying to be good. We have 69 cases so far because I think it might be a community spread. They're trying to find persons who came in who did not report for testing. And that's the problem we are having. The government is really, really working hard. As we speak, we have a show.
I wish that our president here had acted as you know, the way how the prime minister in Jamaica is responding, he would have had he's really acting responsible, and we don't have that here.
Yeah.
So that's why our numbers are like, you know, crazy.
I'm so sorry. Are you at work presently working? Are you out to work or are you on the road?
No, I'm actually, I've been home for quite some time. So thank God, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, because that is what we have to instill in persons. Keep safe, 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 you know? Really happy to hear you. So continue to stay safe and you can have virtual bun and cheese. Pretend as if you're eating. Sorry to be unkind. I wish I could
That should help. Will do. Thank you.
Okay,
you guys be safe as well. And I'm lifting Jamaica up in my prayers as well.
Thank you. And we are praying for you too. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much. You're live on Caribbean Radio Show, 876-613. Good afternoon, caller.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Okay. This is Connie, your host from the Caribbean Radio Show. What's popping?
Right. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Where are you calling from?
From Kingston.
Oh, you're from Kingston as well. Okay, well,
yeah.
We're at home. How is the bun and cheese? Did you have a lot of bun and cheese?
No bun and cheese this year. That is at the last thing on the shopping list this year. None.
I'm telling you. No bun and cheese, no fried fish and onions, eh?
Fish at a time like this?
Oh, my goodness.
So.
You still have to remember the reason for the season. How are you coping with the COVID virus? You have children, you have parents, you have family, friends.
I'm a small household and my kids are inside and things. So.
Right.
We're staying safe and sanitized, you know.
Oh, good.
We have
good,
nobody
very
over.
Good.
We're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We only go outside to get supermarket stuff and come back in.
Well,
you know,
make sure
keeping ourselves occupied.
Sure. Make sure
but
you
what
wear
we've
a
also
mask.
Been doing, yes. What we've also been doing,
I'm so sorry, caller. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry about that. I missed a part of it. What did you say?
Right. What we've been doing was finding some activities to do as a family. So me and my girls, we made drops last night.
Wow.
You know.
Jamaican style. Very, very good. I wish persons would are listening and hearing some of the things that you can do while you're at it. You know?
Yeah.
And they have
the sewing machines. We're planning on making some masks. You know,
wow,
use scrap stuff, old T-shirts and stuff that we have around the house.
That's very, very
to make
smart,
our own individual
smart.
Stuff. Yeah,
okay.
So we've been finding stuff to do. You
okay.
know, I
and
think it's important that
nice
we use
food.
This time. We use this time to reconnect with family. You know, because usually we're always so busy and stuff. You know,
and learn to do something.
Make use of
get,
it.
Get your girls to read. Get them interested in reading. And cooking,
yes.
do creative cooking like turn corn meal and saltfish and steamed
well,
fish.
Well, that's a good one.
Fish.
I should probably try that one day this week.
Yes, turn corn meal with coconut milk and steamed fish or fried fish or sardine with onions and fried dumpling and fritters. You have to show them these little things and they're easy to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, man.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
are you
good.
You're going to join them with they tell us on this afternoon? COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm going to turn over to that. Yeah, I'm going to turn over to their
yes, www.jatogetherwestand.com.
Okay.
Tune in to them.
Yeah, man, we'll
it's
do.
Nice to hear from you. Love you, Mr. Scott.
All right.
Okay,
thanks, Connie.
Good. You're welcome. Good. Tuned. Oh, that was my caller from 954. 260-8427-954-260. Hi, caller. You're on the Caribbean Radio Show.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's popping? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello,
how are you, Connie?
I'm very good, thanks. Very good, thanks.
Wonderful,
where are you calling
wonderful.
From?
Wonderful. I'm calling from Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Okay, how is it? How is it down in Pembroke Pines?
Well, we are hanging in there, taking the necessary steps to stay safe.
Well,
that's
well,
what we all have to do.
Yes, definitely
yeah.
have to do that, you know.
You know what I, from this whole thing, you know, they have a saying.
Uh-huh.
Behind every dark cloud, there's a silver lining.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
in this situation,
definitely.
We are seeing many things coming out. Innovativeness,
yes.
creativity. I've seen so many
yes.
videos with children praying. I've seen videos
oh,
with
yes.
children who have made songs, who have made poems. And the,
wow.
the whole unity and togetherness during this time, I think
yes.
that is something that is worthy of mention.
Of course. And, you know, persons are even doing exercise online.
Yeah.
You have people, yes, exercise online, persons advertising their business, and you can call in. I even saw a young man. He does house cleaning, his company, and they're doing
uh-huh.
everything to help elderly, the very, very elderly. They go to the house and have it scanned, and they go with a healthcare worker. To ensure that everybody's fine, test your temperature, and clean up for them. You know, so you're getting
oh, yes.
all of that love. Persons are really, really loving each other. And it's really, really commendable. You know?
Oh, yes.
Are you
it
aware
is,
that
it is. It is.
Going on now? We have a curfew going on now. So
oh, yeah, I'm aware of
people.
That.
Yes. So, and
mm-hmm.
in some areas, they're flaunting the law and they're coming out to say that some persons, I saw an incident where. They said that they were hot and there was no light in the house and they had to wait, you know. But
uh-huh.
they're joking around, but I think they really take it seriously. But it's the ones who came in, the visitors who came into the island who did not report for testing. Those are the ones we have in problem with. You know?
Yeah.
I am really happy to hear you. Yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh. No,
yes.
Okay, with regards to your fundraiser, is it something
yes.
that has to be monetary? What if there are persons who, because, you know, everybody now is being creative, and I see so many nice
yes.
masks that people are making, hundreds and thousands
yes.
of them they're trying to give away. What if persons want to donate in terms of material things like that instead of monetary?
Okay, I tell you what, go online to that number that I quoted, the www dot number, and you can speak to somebody there. You can call toll free 1-866-228-8393. Okay, the line is really lighting up, and it's really, really nice to hear from you. And one love, my sister. Thank you for calling us.
All right,
honey. See you. Okay, though. Good.
Bye-bye.
Good. Lovely. This is 11876. Caller. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is a good program that you're doing.
Oh, many, many thanks. I hope you're enjoying it. We're trying to
enlighten. I was listening while holding.
Oh, okay. I hope it was informative. Where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Kingston.
Okay. So how are you coping?
Well, I'm all right. Just a little bit fearful because of the underlying disease that they're talking about.
Well,
I'm
you know,
I'm trying to keep myself safe.
Yes, but you know, we all have that fear. But you ought. Well, I can't tell you that you should not have the fear because we all have
fear.
Yeah. But I can only encourage you and tell you to, you know, be courageous. You know, and think about all of those persons who are on the front line who are doing it for us. For the least we can do is sanitize, just mask up and all of that kind of jazz, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we
need,
you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you off your, are you still working? You still have to go out to work or what?
I go out to work, you know, but I brought on some work Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
To try
you're able to work from home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So how are you coping? You don't have any distraction at home?
Could you repeat that?
You don't have distraction at home?
Just the TV. Just the TV and the radio.
Well,
and I think those are my company.
Well, it's just a case where you have to stay focused. And
and
you have to take a break, you know. When you're at home working, you have to really take the break. You stop what you're doing and you stretch, you walk, you have a drink. Remember to drink your water. You don't sleep for long hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get up and dance if you feel like dancing. There's nobody to see you.
Yes, that's true.
Get up and dance, man, and do not be afraid. I have to tell myself that I am not afraid, you know.
Okay.
That's what I do. I tell myself I'm not afraid, but and it's brilliant, really. It will stop and think about the virus. Apart from the fact that okay, I am going to make sure I do the right thing. I am going to feel scared, and fear if it only get worse.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's true. That is true. It was nice talking to you anyway.
It was nice talking to you, too. I'll get to some Jimmy Cliff music. I hope you'll enjoy that.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay.
And you take
All
care.
Right. You take very good care of yourself, too. All right?
Okay,
so I'll play some Jimmy Cliff music live. Okay? Oh, thank
All
you,
right.
Paula. That was so sweet. Thank you. Good. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Jimmy Cliff, where?
Life, sweet life, sweet life. About a second chance.
About life, you know, and life is so uncertain, but guess what? We have to live. We have to live and enjoy each moment as it comes. Enjoy life. We have a better appreciation of life and the small things that we always take for granted, because look at what is happening now with this virus. Who would have thought if somebody had said in January or Christmas, we had a wonderful time. If somebody had just said, you know, this is going to happen, we would have said, oh, no, rubbish. But guess what? And it happened so rapidly. The changes, the vicissitudes of life. I am telling you, it is so today we just have to live one day at a time. One day at a time, be our brother's keeper. And right now, all I can tell you, a worldwide Jamaican, so whoever is listening, please, please stay safe. Be sanitized. You wear your mask. Clean up. Keep a safe distance. You have to. You have to love from afar. That is what you have to do. Love from afar. Don't have anybody in your space, in your face. Just stay focused on what you're doing. Just be focused. Be careful. And know that, you know, we're dealing with something that is a monster, something we have never seen in our lifetime. So, you know, please, please, I'm begging you, everybody, please try and be safe, be our brother's keeper and help. Thank you.